I'm Howard Shapiro, theater critic at the Classical Network. At the Broadway revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein's Oklahoma, we looked down on an unpainted wooden stage with a precise seven-piece orchestra and a cast that brings new life to the 1943 show. They give us a moving, darkly dramatic version that manages also to maintain the show's fun. It's a little more like a concert version of Oklahoma than the stagings we normally see, yet it's richer and more rewarding because of its intimacy and its powerhouse delivery. This love story on the plains, actually a few love stories, comes with an enthusiastic country twang and some of the most dramatic song interpretations you'll find on Broadway. Here's an exuberant Allie Stroker, singing that in these cornfields, she's just a girl who, well, she'll tell you herself.
I'm just a girl who can't say no. Kissing's my favorite food. With or without the mistletoe, I'm in a holiday mood.
The hearty interpretations of the show's many notable songs provide depth to Oklahoma under Daniel Fish's keen direction. Scott Zielinski's lighting design adds greatly to the vision, and Gabriel Hamilton's dance that opens the second act is electrifying. Oklahoma is at the Circle in the Square. I'm Howard Shapiro. See you in a Broadway Minute.